Hey there, everybody. James Hilliard here with you, and I want to start off today's Connection Point with a couple of pretty staggering numbers. 14 million domains, 1.3 billion, and that was with a B, unique users per month, 10 terabytes of data created per day, over 500 brands. On today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with Andy Tomasello, Director of Operations for Add This. They're the company with all those numbers behind them. They're known as one of the web's largest social infrastructure and analytics platform. Add This provides powerful, easy-to-use engagement tools and services for advertisers, publishers, and brands looking to inform their media strategies with web-wide search, site, social, and sales data. In order to support their data analytics needs and business growth, Add This turned to the PC Connection family of companies to build out a solution to scale the compute capacity in their data centers and create a more robust network. And in a moment, you're going to hear a little kind of anomaly, if you will, in terms of the approach that Add This and Andy and team took. It's not kind of a standard approach that a lot of folks are looking at these days. More on that in a moment. Andy, appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
You're not the largest of IT shops and folks that we've talked to, so I want to start here in terms of kind of a day in the life, your IT world. Give me an idea of kind of headcount, hardware, that type of thing. What's the environment look like?
Yeah, we're not your biggest company. We are about 140 people. We are spread out across the U.S. We've even got some people overseas. We're headquartered in Vienna, Virginia, which is just west of Washington, D.C. We operate two data centers, one on each coast, one on the east, one on the west. We split our servers about 50-50, and we round up to about 1,500 servers total across both of those locations.
As I mentioned here, looking at some growth right now over at Add This. So let me start with the idea of when this kind of project came into your mind, landed on your desk. What was it that you were thinking about in terms of, hey, this is something I can do on my own. Hey, I need to reach out to a partner. What were some of the thoughts going on there?
Well, back last year, towards October, November or so, we realized that it was time to start getting to think about 2013 and how we expand our infrastructure and how we can meet the needs and goals that our executives have for us and our customers are looking to create new things and do new things. And PC Connection is a huge partner for us. We work with them almost daily. We trust them quite a lot. And so our first call was to PC Connection to try to get the ball rolling, if they could help us out, you know, what's out there in the market. What's available, what's right for us. And so that's pretty much where it kicked off.
All right. And what was your initial thought there? You know, you're picking up the phone. What did you ultimately expect that team would either be able to say to you or bring to the table to help you with the project?
Yeah, we figured they would, you know, the expert team over there would get together and go out and kind of do a search throughout the market. We gave them a pretty specific set of needs. And so what we expected back from them was they would put together a nice presentation for us to show us what was out there, and then we could pick and choose from what was out there and then take off from there.
Andy, one of the conversations I have with a lot of folks these days is about their virtualization projects. Either they're starting out virtualizing their infrastructure, or they're expanding on something they've already virtualized. That is not what your team decided to do. Why not?
No, we actually we're kind of strange or unique, depending on how you want to put it. We use no virtualization at all in our environment, and one of the main reasons is we have a basically a Hadoop-like product, and that product relies it's a homegrown product, and it relies on having 100% access to disks, memory, CPU, everything, and virtualization really would hinder that. So we need bare metal for everything. So ultimately, we not only need a lot of servers to process a lot of stuff, but we need that bare metal performance.
All right, Andy, at this point, I want to do this. I want to kind of have you walk through, and maybe give us some times as well, but walk through the phases that you went through for this project. You know, who did you evaluate or ultimately decide upon in terms of this hardware? Again, you were looking for all this bare metal. So let's talk about that. What were these phases like, and what did you choose?
Towards the end of last year, we realized that we needed to expand our capacity quite significantly to meet a lot of the goals that we have for 2013. We ultimately chose two vendors to evaluate. We worked with PC Connection closely to get demo units in for both of those vendors into our data centers so that we could test them ourselves. We wanted to do a lot of metrics, wanted to do a lot of graphing and showing why certain pieces of hardware were good over one or the other. We ultimately chose the HP platform, the SL230 Gen 8 product. It's a really awesome server. It's actually 8 servers and 4U, so it's very dense, which works great for us. We can get all of the technology that we like to work with. Just a great solution for us. So we worked with PC Connection and HP on the next phase to actually go through the purchase, do some final rounding of numbers to figure out, you know, how many servers we were actually going to get. Worked with HP to use what they call Factory Express, which is a really awesome service. They will actually build all the servers in their factory in Houston. And then they move them into another building, and then they actually begin to rack, cable, label, test, configure the whole nine yards for you, which is a huge time saver. This whole process on their side probably took about a month or so, maybe a little bit less than that. At the time they left the factory, they were pretty much ready to go and all per our specifications. They showed up on the dock at our data centers on either coast. From there, we basically uncrate them, roll them into the cage, bolt them down to the floor, hook them up to the internet, and we're ready to go. It was probably a 3-day process from receipt of servers to running at about 50% production load in both data centers, which is awesome and fastest turnaround I've ever seen.
Oh, I was going to say, and one of the fastest I've heard about, and when it comes to a deployment like this, it sounds as plug and play as possible, really, is what ultimately happened for you guys.
Yeah, it was incredibly good. And because all the hardware, networking, servers, everything, end-to-end with cables had been tested twice at least before leaving the factory, when they finally showed up on our doorstep, we had, I believe, about 3 hard drives in each data center fail, which is a fantastic rate of failure.
Absolutely. Quickly, I'm assuming then, you know, swapped out, and then you guys just kept moving forward.
Yeah, HP is really great at making sure they take care of support requests right away.
Ultimately now, then, as you and I are talking today, what improvements have you seen since that rollout, completion of phase 3, kind of getting these things up in production?
I think the biggest thing is all of our teams are able to work at the speed that they want. There's much more capacity within our infrastructure to let teams do whatever they want. As far as the operations group, my group, we have confidence in the new hardware. There's a lot more headroom in the network than there was previously, and we have a surplus of systems that we can hand out to teams over the rest of the year, and it really eases our job because we know we have stuff that we can give to people.
Hey, Andy, before I let you go, I want to circle back to the PC Connection team that you worked with, not only on the phone, anyone that came out on site. I say PC Connection team, you say what?
They are a vital part of our team. They're kind of an extension to our operations team, and we couldn't get our jobs done without them.
And it sounds like this won't be the last project that you're going to work with that team on.
No, definitely not.
All right. Well, hey, Andy, really do appreciate you taking a little bit of time away from your workday, sharing with all of us. I'm going to give some contact information to our listeners in just a moment. But before I do that, the big old thank you to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And folks, if you are interested in a server and networking upgrade and want to learn more about working with this team of experts, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They can offer assessments, providing critical insights into your environment, a suite of professional IT services, and the on-staff expertise to help you optimize your infrastructure and meet your goals. You can contact your account manager today to find out more how to engage with those on-staff experts. You can also head online to govconnection.com to learn more, or you can call 1-800-800-0019. If you want to send a quick email, we're happy to receive that. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us here on Connection Point.